Hey guys, greetings from Belfast, Northern Ireland. Hey, I encourage you to grab a Bible, a notepad and a pen, and I'm going to jump into a quick teaching today. I'm going to explain to you how to live a perfect day. You do not want to miss this. I'm going to give you four keys to living a perfect day. Boom. Hey, before we do that, let me take a quick moment and give you some housekeeping announcements. Firstly, we have a larger weekly video out with about an hour and a half of teaching now every week. I really encourage you to check that out. It's out on YouTube, it's an audio podcast, on Apple, on Spotify, all of those good platforms. I'll try to put a link at the bottom of this video, or you'll find it on our YouTube channel and our website. Good. Secondly, again, I want to say a big thank you. We have some new partners who've come on board recently, and we have over 1 million subscribers to our YouTube channel now. We're really encouraging everybody who watches these videos to pray about becoming a partner with our ministry. I believe we should all partner. We should all be part of a church where we're committed, we're tithing, but we should also have ministries we partner with. And I have some folks who give a dollar a month to our ministry, and some individuals, businesses, churches who give thousands. So wherever you're at, really encourage you to pray about becoming a partner. We are seeing fruit for the kingdom of God. I'm here in Northern Ireland, and I'm believing for about 20 people to come to Jesus this weekend. So why not jump on board and become part of that group? Thirdly, too many things to announce here, but again, thanks for the 1 million subscribers on YouTube. Please do drop me a comment when you see these videos. It really helps. Just say hi or let us know where you're watching from. It really helps every time somebody interacts. The algorithm will share it with others. So please consider as well subscribing to our audio podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, one of the top spiritual and religious podcasts there. We're also on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google, lots of good places. So links below for that. Again, depending on what day you're watching this at, I am in Northern Ireland for the next 5 days, preaching in Belfast. I'm in Belfast today. I'm going to be in the Newry area, Camlock near Newry at Freedom Life Christian Center about 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a meeting in the little seaside town of Kilkeel on Monday. That would be October 28th. And I'm going to be in just sort of north of Dublin on the Wednesday of this coming week, back to the US on Saturday. So busy, busy season as well. I'll be doing some street evangelism and healing this coming Saturday of next week. That's November 2nd. I'm going to be in Sturbridge Sunday morning, November 3rd, Norwalk, November 4th. We're going to be in Washington, D.C. on Election Day. So Tuesday, November 5th. Washington, D.C., and November 7th is my birthday, so that's probably enough. Boom! Let's talk about a perfect day. Let me just challenge you and think about this. There's actually a song I was thinking about. I was going to put it on this channel, but, you know, YouTube will give me a strike if I use somebody else's song. I understand why, but Lou Reed sang a song years ago called Perfect Day. It was a song that was actually used in the movie Trainspotting, if anybody remembers that from the 90s. It kind of goes like this. It's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. And here's my challenge for you today. I think God has a plan for every life. God, when we say that, we tend to think, yeah, God's got a plan for my life from birth. Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan for me right to the end, an eternal plan for me, like, amen, rock on. I completely agree with that. But sometimes we're so at the 50,000 foot level, we're so at the level of, yes, God has a massive plan for my life, that we forget God's got a plan for your day. And I don't have the time to jump into that at great detail, but you know, the concept of a day is a really important concept in the Bible. You literally see it right at the beginning of Genesis when God, you know, created. We can understand the word days maybe in different ways. I think day means day, 24 hours, but whatever. It says evening and morning was the first day. The Bible says a lot about days, and we're going to step into a place in eternity, if you will, outside of time, but literally that's called the day of the Lord. So this is my challenge to you. Number one, God's got a plan for your perfect day, for how he wishes you to walk with him. It's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Do you know God would like to spend this day with you? God wants to spend a day with you today. Today I'm in the city of Belfast. It's a little cold and chilly here. It's looks as if it's about to throw it down with rain, cats and dogs. Not eating cats and dogs, raining cats and dogs. And God wants to spend the day with me today. God wants to walk with me today. God wants to go shopping with me today. God wants to drink good coffee with me today. God wants to speak to me today. God wants to rebuke me today. I hope not, but probably, like somewhere along the line. He wants to shower his love on me today. He wants me to grow with him today. So, key number one, God has a plan for your perfect day. Key number two, it's not enough that we know somewhere out there in the ether, like in heavenly places, God has a plan for my life. Well, bully for you. Here's my question. Do you know God's plan for your life? Do you know God's plan for your day? It's not enough that I think, yes, God has a plan for my day. But what is it? How can we know it? How can we step into it? How can we recognize it? What is God's plan for our day? And I think that's a really important and a legitimate question. How do we meet God in that plan for the day? Well, key number three, in a way, God wants to unveil that plan for your life in the day. And here's the thing, though. God's plan for your day doesn't usually come through the mail. It doesn't come through some prophecy you get from somebody else. It doesn't come from an angel with a scroll landing at the end of your bed every morning saying, "This is my plan for your perfect day." Rather, God's plan for your perfect day is that you would walk with him. You'd walk in his word. You'd walk in his promises. To some degree, God's plan for that perfect day is the same every single day. It doesn't change. It doesn't alter. There are constants and things he wants you to walk in or not to walk in each and every day. And yet there are also specifics. The Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And here's key number three. The way you discover God's perfect plan is by walking with him. It's simply by getting off your behind, excuse my Britishness, and walking with him. Take a walk with God and invite him into your walk. It says in Amos 3 verse 3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And how do we walk with God? We come into agreement with him. Now let me give you a clue. You will not change God's opinion on anything. Malachi 3 verse 3, I am the Lord, I change not. So if I want to walk in union and unity and agreement with God this day, what I've got to do is come into alignment and agreement with him, and not to try to persuade him to come into alignment or agreement with me. And the way I do that is by agreeing with him, is by agreeing with his promises, by agreeing with his word, by walking in the word of God. And as you do that, he will direct your paths. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So in some sense, you can just start walking anywhere. I'm not saying walk over a cliff or walk over up to the edge of a bridge or do something silly. What I'm saying is invite God into your life today. Ask him to cleanse you of everything, and I mean everything that doesn't give glory to him. And then begin walking with him and just watch what happens as you walk with him. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and he'll direct your paths. Now most of us as Christians know intellectually, theoretically, theologically that God is in us. Yes, so Christ in me, the hope of glory. Again, I'm just so pragmatical and pithy and practical that my point is that often doesn't do you a lot of good to sort of theoretically acknowledge he's with you. Talk to him. Acknowledge him. If I am walking around the streets of Belfast today and I'm so busy and I'm so, as it were, wrapped up in myself, my agenda, my thoughts, my desires, my fears, whatever, I'm not really in communion with him. Theologically, God's on the inside of me, but practically, not so much. And how do we acknowledge him in all of our ways? What it's really saying is everywhere you go, be saying, Lord, thank you. I love you. I bless you. Thank you for this great day. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you saved me. Thank you kept me. Thank you are alive in me. Thank you Spirit filled. When I say those things, the Holy Spirit within me jumps for joy and acknowledges. Come on, let me give you a fourth key and I'll end at this one. But I began by saying it's God's got a perfect day for you. Romans 12 verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, beloved, by the mercies of God, offer yourself a living sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And then it says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. And here's what I want you to catch simply in this fourth key. When I say a perfect day, to me that doesn't, it doesn't mean perfection in the sense of nothing will ever go wrong. You won't ever sin. You won't ever be tempted. You won't ever be grumpy. You won't get everything wrong. It's interesting, the word perfect in the King James, Matthew 5 verse 48, be ye perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. The word perfect is really the word perfectioner. It comes from that. It means finished. It means mature. Yeah? Be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfect in James 1 is used. My beloved brethren, count it all joy when you fall into temptation, test, and trial. Knowing this, the trial of your faith works patience, that you may be perfect. Again, it doesn't mean that perfection in this way in which we use it in a common parlance. What it actually means is maturity. Yeah? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a perfect marriage? Do you have perfect children? Probably every one of us would say no, but that doesn't mean you can't have amazing ones. Why don't I have a perfect marriage? Why don't you? Because we're basically two sinners. And a great marriage, a mature marriage, is when two sinners come together and keep pressing into loving, keep pressing into forgiving, keep pressing into working on that relationship. And it's the same thing with the Lord. I have a relationship with a perfect person, literally perfect person, but I'm working and living and walking that out in my life. So I want to say, you can have a perfect day in the way, a mature day, a day free from sin, a day living above today. It doesn't mean you won't have challenges, but it means tomorrow you can live even more perfect than here. Let me finish with one Bible verse. Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the just is like the shining light, shining brighter and brighter until the perfect day. You know, if you think about it, the Christian life shouldn't be like the day that ebbs and gets darker and darker, and at the end of your life you sort of fizzle out like some burnt out candle. Rather, we should go out like the noonday sun. We should go out in a blaze of glory. So walk and live a perfect day with the Lord today. Hey, again, before we finish, just want to encourage you to grab a copy of this, Personal Vision. This talks about how to catch God's vision, how to define God's vision for the major parts of your life. And frankly, I will go back and read this myself, because there's truth I need to keep hearing and keep working on. And I've been working on this one for about 9 months now. So I really encourage you to get a copy of this, get a Bible, a notepad, and a pen, and do some work on this subject. Thanks for watching again, guys. Do check out the links below and drop me a comment. Would love to hear from you. Blessings from Belfast. Bye for now.